This is Olivia.
And I'm Michael.
And we're going to be reenacting real-life stories which will explain the lessons learned in the new book, Grasp the Situation, Lessons Learned in Change Leadership, by Dr. Glenn Varney, Scott Janock, and Dr. James McPhillan.
Stay tuned over the next few months as we present these stories. We also hope to hear from you, our listeners, as you experience similar situations throughout your daily lives. We'll explain how to go about sharing your stories with us at the end of the podcast.
Grasp the Situation is a guidebook to change leadership, where you'll discover how to develop effective solutions to problems by learning from the successes and failures of others. The authors present real-life scenarios so you can get better at diagnosing and understanding the problems facing organizations. You'll learn to identify the subtle symptoms of a problem that may disrupt your organization,
understand what needs to be fixed or changed to make your organization work better,
design interventions that solve problems,
and develop ways to get leaders to lead and motivate people to change.
Without a rigorous diagnostic process, individuals in a leadership position will continue to choose the wrong solutions to problems. Grasp the Situation encourages you to take the time you need in order to implement effective change. But it's not just organizations that benefit from the lessons learned in this book.
That's right, Olivia. We are all agents of change who go through a series of steps in the hopes of making the correct decisions that solve problems. You apply the scientific method every day, and it is ingrained in all of us as we have learned to make decisions throughout life, such as buying a car,
or even deciding on the best outfit for an important interview.
This is the basis for the five-step change process noted in Grasp the Situation.
So we wanted to start things off with a story that is all too familiar around this time of the year. With Christmas around the corner, gift shopping can be a grueling process. When you have children whose tastes are constantly changing and you are trying to make up your mind, that task becomes even harder.
We recently went out to lunch with our friend Stacy and her two teenage daughters. As her girls sat down at the table, Stacy pulled us aside and asked our opinion on a Christmas gift. Not really knowing what to give them, she thought season passes to Cedar Point might be nice.
She said, just one trip to that park is pricey. With a pass, the girls could go just a few times and it would pay for more than what the pass is worth. Seems like a good deal, right?
I replied, maybe, but how do you know the girls will like this and use it? We'll ask some questions at the table and find out for sure. No use wasting your money on a gift they might not use.
So at the table, I asked the girls, have you tried that new ride at Cedar Point? One of them replied, the Valraven? Yeah, it's all right. I just hate sitting in line for so long, so we don't go very often.
I raised my eyebrows and looked at Stacy. She smiled and said, thanks.
Although this may seem like a simple example, this story shows how important it is to test your hypothesis,
which defines what you think is going on,
before jumping into a solution. It is all too easy to just get the gift we think is practical and fun, but you may be wasting your money if the receiver doesn't like or use the gift.
Do you have a similar story where you jumped into a solution without testing it first? Share it with us by sending an email to grassthesituation@yahoo.com, and it may be featured on our next podcast.
Also, be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @grasp_situation.
Thank you for listening, and we hope to hear from you.